Hello and welcome to the All Arrangement Podcast. This is episode 139. My name's Joe.
I'm Chad.
I'm TJ.
I'm Dan and Doug.
Welcome to the show.
This week on All Arrangement.
This week, I want to talk about Jim Belushi's movies.
You ready to go, buddy?
Jim what? Belushi was in Amherstburg, eh?
Why?
See that shit?
I didn't see that shit.
At the pier?
I'm like, what up, dude?
Stop smacking that which one's can the off guy? The table.
What?
Oh, I'm sorry, I
there's
like
two Belushis.
No one else needed me coasting.
I know Jim Belushi.
Is Jim Belushi the guy that's on the sitcoms or the guy that's dead?
He's a sitcom guy.
Aren't they the same guy?
No.
World according to Jim.
Sitcom guy's dead.
No, he's not. Sitcom guy lives.
No. Who's college, World According to Jim is guy. Dead. College no, guy is also dead.
So is the World According to Jim.
No, he's not. No.
Jim Belushi died.
Both of them died.
Which one? Jim Belushi is the guy from the college shirt from the fucking movie.
No, that's John Belushi.
John. Okay, Jim lives. No. John's dead.
Oh, Jim you don't lives. Know
he
that this?
In, he was in Amherstburg last
year. Yeah, he's around still. I thought you knew. Confirmed.
I.
Why was he at my house?
I did know. Confirmed. He was dead.
Jim Belushi came to my house this week?
Alma and Front Road.
Yeah.
There's that craft store right in the corner,
mm-hmm.
across from Max. He was there.
What a douche. Selling his crafts.
We've come to the agreement that Jim Belushi lives.
Yeah.
All right.
Because he first. Was at Michael's Craft House.
Yeah.
All right. Are you ready to do Console Wars?
No.
Yeah. All right. I see you got your notes out.
All right. What are we doing? Console Wars?
Console Wars.
Console Wars. So this week...
We're the worst people. The show is so
bad. Do you guys know who Andrew House is?
No.
Is that he a made-up person?
No, he lives... He's the president of Sony Interactive Entertainment.
What's he saying?
That's the guy that's
is he
like,
the God of War man?
He looks like a skeleton face, and he's like, this week on the games
oh, that
out.
Guy.
That guy.
Yeah.
wait, what are you watching... Where that guy's like, okay,
every
now
time.
It's
E3,
skeleton
every time.
Face.
Every
yeah, every
E3.
Time he's on
E3.
There.
Skeleton face.
More games.
Like a YouTube channel.
More games and more ways to play games.
That's it.
You yeah. wanted your that's games, and we've heard you here.
With all action gameplay.
No, they always come out and they're like, this is we the know you guys like news. Your games. And everyone just... And now you have more ways to play your games.
We're trying to deliver the best games.
It's all it
on
is.
The best platform.
Yeah.
And the games that we have been giving you since we first started this gaming 22 years ago. Here are some more games for you!
So yeah, that's what he's doing.
That's what he's doing.
Alright, go on. What about him? What about him?
Doug, breathe, please. This could be cut. Like, right in the middle.
Oh, stop it. Oh, I'm getting a headache from
yeah,
laughing,
hurt.
Though.
It's hot in here.
It's the heat. It's the heat and the fucking laughter.
Keep it going.
Everyone's red.
What about him?
So, yeah, Andrew House confirmed the existence of a high-end, quotation, high-end, he said high-end, PS4.
Yeah.
Confirmed the existence. Not announced at E3. It's meant to sit alongside and complement the
existing
PS4.
Oh, so it's just a
nice,
like,
good.
Compliment?
I don't have to
that's, compliment.
That's
I don't
really
know what
good.
The fuck that means.
That means you have both.
That sucks.
It's an addition. I prefer that because then I don't have to sell this one off and buy a brand new console.
All it's going
to
do is play games in 4K.
It'll be much cheaper.
Yeah, that's it.
It's all play... it's going to do is play games.
Well, yeah,
in 4K.
He said
if you don't have a 4K TV. Fuck it.
He says it's designed for hardcore gamers and supports 4K TVs. It doesn't say 4K gaming.
Yeah.
It says fucking 4K. TV.
It's a 4K so it's probably, Blu-ray player. It's a, Blu-ray. It's a beefed up PS4. But, like, I don't understand,
speed,
like...
Slimmer.
What is it? So, it'll just be, like... hey, stop. It'll just be, like, cheap graphics processing unit. What is it called?
GPU?
Yeah, GPU. Yeah.
A cheap?
No, it'll just be like a bigger cheap GPU. Like GPU. You'll be able to like it'll be a button turn on Neo or something like that. Like
no. There's no way. It's going to
be
a new console.
I don't think it'll do that either. No, I don't think it'll be that.
It'll be a new console.
You think it'll have games that aren't playable on the PS4?
No, that. Oh, no, I know that. I know that. Sorry, I wasn't making myself clear.
It says all games will support the standard PS4, and we anticipate all or a very large majority of games to support the high-end PS4.
Yeah.
Play on Neo. And they said it's going to be more money.
Really?
They did say it's going to be... It's a...
Why are they not announcing this?
It's going to announce it later.
It's because there's still so many games coming out.
Yeah, but it's being released alongside VR.
Actually, he did say they want it to be they want to have like a huge lineup of games for it.
Yeah.
So it's actually worthwhile.
Yeah.
Can I shoehorn in a weird Nintendo NX factoid?
Let's hear it.
Okay, so the reason that it's not, I don't know, this is hearsay and I'm editorializing, but it's not at E3 this year, which everyone thought like that was going to be what's happening. Everyone thought it would be out by the end of this year, and they pushed it to 2017. They, in like an investors meeting, they announced like the reason for the push was we have to invest more in like the processing of it. Huh. Like they actually they didn't push back the release date, but they have since pushed back the development date, and they're saying like the only change in their strategy is that it's going to be in demand. Like we're not going to be able to sell it to everybody who wants it. But because we're pushing back production so far. So I wonder if, like, you know, they always hold everything so close to the chest. I wonder if they're re-upping again. Who knows?
Interesting.
You think they're going the way of super-powered console?
I don't know.
No, they can't. What's the point?
It doesn't make sense
for them to just be another one.
Oh, you know what it was? The reason was we have to have VR in the box because everyone's going to have VR in the box. So, you know the rumors about how, like, their controller is a mobile phone, kind of? Like, a super high-end? Like, it's a Galaxy?
Yeah.
That's the controller? And you can bring it anywhere? They're probably doing the Galaxy, like, click-on type of VR. And that's why they're putting better processing. Just like everyone else is putting better processing, right, for VR. So that's the rumor that's on the table right now.
Sorry, will the current PS4 not be able to do VR?
Probably not.
Wow, I didn't know that.
It runs terrible.
So yeah. Morpheus won't work on the PS4 I have.
Probably not.
No, it will.
But terribly.
They're just going to be shitty.
The Wii
games.
Sports version will play on yours, but like the Crytek game will need PlayStation Neo. That's I think, the general consensus.
Yeah. Sarah just went to Portland, and she stayed with her friend for a couple days there. And her friend's boyfriend also lives with this girl that Sarah stayed with. He's a game developer, and he was developing a game for the Morpheus VR right now. And she got to try it. And like Holy it was shit. Like a weird thing where like she was just like, okay, the guy was like, we need people to actually test it right now. So if you want to play it, that's cool. You just have to sign this and we're going to film you playing it in VR the whole time if you're cool with that, whatever. And she said it was just like a Wii Sports game. It was just like you kind of jumped around and you were like butting your head to hit soccer balls and like just weird stuff. Yeah, it wasn't anything.
Like Kinect shit? Like remember when you could go to the Xbox
store?
Yeah,
it wasn't like, she was just like, and eventually it would throw axes at your head and she's like, it was kind of okay, but it's just like a...
Remember how fucking stupid Kinect was?
Yeah.
I do remember. I lament.
Remember how stupid it
no, wait,
is?
No, wait. The opposite of lament. What's the opposite of lament? Lament is remember fondly, right?
No, it means regret.
Oh, never mind.
Lament is good.
I hated the whole time.
Yeah.
Actually, I'll bring that up a little bit later, some of the root of that.
Remember the Star Wars Kinect? I thought it was going to be cool. It was just like, Star Wars has come on board with this. They're going to make a Star Wars-themed console.
Do you remember when
they... make all these different types of Star Wars games.
Remember when they showed that game at E3?
It looked cool.
And they just had a guy acting.
Yeah.
Like, I don't think I
like
saw that.
They had a pre-rendered movie or whatever.
Yeah.
Of the character running around, and he was going,
oh my
like,
God,
running
that was
with
so
it.
Bad.
And going,
proof
like,
of concept
like,
stuff.
Like, it was actually, that's how it works? Like, that's fucking cool.
No,
you go. And try and stop the balls from hitting you.
I feel like I've seen cool stuff online recently about VR, and it's all been on the Vive. Like, yeah. They seem like they're developing,
I don't know,
semi-interesting stuff.
This whole VR thing is crazy. I don't even know what to expect. I'm through speculating and picking sides. Like, it's just...
I think it'll be cool.
It's all happening.
It's not something I'm going to play all the time. I still want to
Oh, especially if gaming. I have to buy any. I was like, maybe I'd get it if I could just buy the $250 VR headset. But if I have to get a new PS4, there's no way.
So what if a cheap version came out for NX? It's like it's all included in the console. Console's $500.
That's not happening.
I don't know, man. I'm still like pissed. Like I feel like I didn't buy my Wii U that long ago.
No, I agree. Like Wii U sucked.
And like I'm I don't so know what to mad. Do right now. It's just like I'm like, do I want to sell my Wii U? I don't know. I can't ever play it. I just want to play Zelda.
It was only what like it was less than $300, and it was just like yeah, I played.
I bought mine off Dan.
$200.
Is that what I paid for it?
You know what? 3D World, Legends of Zelda remake, like the Wind Waker remake, and new Super Mario Bros. Games were intense.
Yeah, Donkey Kong was very good.
Donkey Kong was good. I don't know what other good fucking games.
Star
like
Fox could
I Skyward amazing. Sword was weird. Wait a minute, Skyward Sword was the other one.
Was Wii. I played Mass Effect 3 on the Wii U, and had a lot of fun good, with that, because it was just like all the content. I'd played Mass Effect 3 before, but for the replay.
Yeah, it was the whole
version. I got the game for like $15, and it was a lot of fun.
I think, yeah, my favorite playthrough was on 3. That's when I like really started appreciating that game. It was like all the DLC, and like there was like a cool map feature where you could send your guys around, but whatever.
Cool with the gamepad. What other... Pikmin wasn't that good. It wasn't fun. It was hard and weird.
Pikmin was never really good.
I never enjoyed it.
It never was.
Maybe that's the truth, yeah. I don't remember it that well.
Where's my wave race, man? Like, what the fuck are those guys doing?
Wave race sucks, too.
It could have been cool.
Yeah.
We haven't had one since GameCube.
There was a wave race on GameCube?
Yeah. It was a launch title. Wave race blue fucking foam or some shit. Mm-hmm. Anyway, what about that's this guy it, you're on... you're good for... Alright. Next is what games we played, right?
What you been playing?
I'm excited to hear about your fucking game.
So I think that's me this week because I played two games. And
I want to hear about one of them.
New-ish. Yeah, so Mirror's Edge. Maybe not even talk about Gone Home yet.
Okay.
Yeah, that's out of the bag. I kind of told you already. It's not so great.
Not so great?
Yeah, it's like it's just like an okay game, and they didn't raise the bar. You know what? I'm only a few hours in, right? So, yeah. Like, I just got like a hook shot, but even the hook shot's not that fun. Like,
it's, It is open world. Like the whole map is wide open.
It is, and it looks kind of cool, but it's kind of bland at the same time.
Really?
And it's a little hard to like determine. Like, was I here before? You kind of start to get a sense of it, but I don't know.
Is the map huge?
No.
No.
It's moderate.
What about, like, they mentioned there's different districts and stuff.
Yeah, there is. And, like, you'll enter it, and it'll say, like, your progress in that district, which is kind of cool. I don't know.
Is it about the size of Second Son? Second Son?
Maybe, like, you know, the first half of Second Son? It's probably that big.
Okay.
Or in between.
Yeah. Are most buildings just rooftop? Like, rooftop to rooftop?
Oh, it's all rooftops.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No real, like, internal... shit.
I suppose you can go in some of the higher aspects of the building and kind of go through.
Are you on like a determined path the whole time? Like you have to like it's
no,
linear.
No,
like
it's not.
Go to this story mission and.
Some of the story stuff is a bit linear, but technically there's multiple paths you can take.
Did you see the parkour shit in Watch Dogs 2?
No,
I didn't see it.
Mm.
There's I didn't watch
parkour yet. Aspects of it.
That's
It's much more like. What the hell's the Anonymous? You know, and like all those people who break into buildings and climb up to the tops of the like cranes and stuff. There's an element like that in that game.
That's
looks a little bit more rewarding than having to race through the rooftops. Where like in Mirror's Edge, you get to actually take your time and kind of Zelda castle it.
Yeah.
Scale the mountain.
Yeah, that'd be fun.
Yeah, I feel like I try to rush through, and it just like the fluidness of it's not there.
Mario Castle is what I'm thinking of, not Zelda Castle. Scale the mountain. Go on.
So it's not fluid? Or like it just kind of...
Like there's maybe I just need more skill, but it feels clunky. Like the original probably would feel clunky if I played it today.
Yeah.
Like you go to slide under something and it's like slow. You know what I mean? Like it could have sped the whole game up like 1.5 times and it probably would have felt a lot better. You know what I mean? Yeah, I don't know. Like, remember I was saying, like, I want, like, Tony Hawk fluidity, like, with the chains and everything. I don't feel like I'm chaining these things. You know what I mean? I can't do, like, anything perfectly.
Yeah, there was a couple times. Like, it you do get better at it, at least in the
first one. I'm sure you do.
The first one you got, like, as you played through, you just got fucking way better at the combos and whatnot.
playing it, so I don't know.
There was one cheap one, the first one, where you had to like do a sequence of stuff. You know what I mean? It was a little difficult. You know what I'm talking about? Like you wall run, you do a 180 jump, you get on a wall, and then you like jump back or whatever. They have like three or four achievables that are like that, and they're obviously like kind of hard combinations.
That's cool.
And I feel like if you achieve those, you'll kind of learn the game a little bit, and maybe that'll make you feel better about it. Like you're good at it. But again, just running around in the beginning is tough. Wow. So,
is it just slow moving? Like the
how it's much- not slow. It's just not like fast and fluid. You know, like I guess
do you feel heavy?
Yeah, a little bit. Wow. I'm sliding under something, and if this is my own fault, but if I let go of the slide button too soon, you kind of stop. Or if you slide too soon, you kind of slow down by the end of it. And okay. Again, that's part of like getting the best speed run is hitting it at the right time. But when I'm just playing the game, it's like, I don't know. It doesn't have that like fun gameplay factor. Ugh. Like to the level that I want it, right? Because Mirror's Edge to me is like 90% gameplay and 10% everything else. Mm. So if it doesn't feel like super fun playing it, then I'm going to like shit on it, you know?
Yeah.
So a lot of people are saying if you like the first one though, like you're good. Like
it is a lot like the first one, but unless when you progress, there's more stuff. They just haven't upped the game. Like it's not, it's it should be faster, it should be more fluid, it should have better. You know, like I was saying to Dan, like literally the hookshot in Dying Light felt cooler than this like hookshot mechanic they have in Mirror's Edge. So, Yeah, you can hookshot anywhere in Dying Light and you'd zip up and it was fast and it felt awesome. In this, it's like there's very specific points you have to hit and you just swing and you let go and I don't know. So, the graphics, the faces look really good.
Yeah?
Yeah. When they're in like a choreographed scene, then out in the world, they look really bad. So, which is odd.
It looked like Perfect Dark in some of the in some of those launch trailers.
Yeah,
yeah, like the big whatever her story trailer was. It looked bad.
Yeah,
yeah, like jaggy edges on all the characters, much less polish.
It seems crazy to me that this game's out and shit, or just subpar.
It's probably better than I'm lowering your expectation. It's not hitting expectation, it's just like a mediocre game.
Well, even the first one wasn't, like, it was critically praised later. I don't feel like it got good reviews initially.
Some reviews were amazing, but yeah, most of them were pretty shit. But like, even in this game, they're all kind of middle ground type thing.
Yeah. Combat is choppy. I mean, that is kind of to be expected. Just inherently choppy because of the way they try and
do
first-person melee. But then again, at the same time, it's still not a great version of that.
It's a horrible version of that.
Ugh.
When they first teach you how to run and knock someone away, it's sweet because you're just like in the constant motion. You hit somebody and it just keeps going. I can't achieve that since. And then there's certain spots you have to fight and you're just like complete the animation and then somebody else hits you from behind. Ugh. And you got to keep like this meter going, like your momentum meter. But it's nearly impossible in those situations because you got to like keep running, but you got to turn around to beat them up. So that way, when you finish beat them up, you've completed that sequence.
It reminds me of like to go back and kill people in Sonic when you had like super like in the 3D games, the 3D games, like, and you had to like turn around and try and the camera wants you to be like running through the level, and then you try and stop and kill an enemy, and it just completely breaks the game.
Yeah, it's the opposite of where the game should be. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
you should just keep running.
Again, but I'm pretty sure they have like that's another system where you have to perfect in order to get better at it.
Definitely. Right? Like, and it'll reward me the more I put into it, but
not only that, it's I don't know. Every other first person game
barrier of entry.
The melee is one attack. Whoever does it first gets the kill. You know, like Halo did the same thing. I don't know any other game that where you stop and get into a fist fight, like especially while you're trying to cook it like that.
Yeah.
Like they I think they try and make the combat dynamic when it should just be a melee button.
Yeah.
I remember Mirror's Edge, I had one combo. Like every time I got in a fight, it was just slide, kick, and I, like, punch him. Yeah. And you can just keep going. So there's one combo that always works.
It may exist in this game. But actually, what is kind of cool is if you wall run or, like, jump off something, it increases the power. And maybe, like, low-level guys, you can just totally destroy, especially when you level up.
That's fucking sweet.
Yeah.
If they would just be a little bit less serious with the tone and, like, the altruism of the lead character, then you could give her a pistol and she could just be capping people in these speedruns. Not the right game.
Yeah, they don't want that. They didn't even like the aspect I don't like the guns either. You pick them up in Mirror's Edge 1 and they made it shitty like on purpose.
I completely agree. But now we're faced with the opposite, which is a complex combat system where you have to stop and what do you call it when you take their weapon away or defuse them?
Disarm.
Yeah. And I don't know. Like I said, if the game's about traversing and finding the fastest routes, then make the combat just a melee button. I said it twice. I'm not
just
gonna
one
say,
punch
yeah.
him.
Yeah, and like maybe yeah, you just got to hit it. If you miss it, then you got to hit him twice. You know what I mean? Type thing.
Yeah.
Like if you execute it, move on. It's like hitting a wall run at the right spot.
I'm still pretty hyped to play it. I still want to sit down and have a good session.
Yeah, there's some cool things like you can make your own runs and you set points in the game. I haven't done it yet, but I kind of saw some of the, how you can do it.
Yeah.
So again, you can make a run anywhere and you can see that there's user-generated runs in the world. And I'm not sure, maybe like popular ones just show up in your world and then you can run them, which is kind of neat.
That's cool.
I want to see like when you start playing, where you show up on my leaderboards, so it like fuels me to, oh, okay, I got to beat that time.
Does it do that as far as, like, or you have to create the...
Well,
time trial.
There are standard ones that the game makes, which yeah. I think we'll both encounter them, and you'll see mine already on there.
Oh, so while you're running through the world,
yep.
There's just like
you want to
time trial event type thing.
Yep, it's just like any open world game that has like Far Cry did it.
That's fucking cool.
Where, like just, Dan's times would show up on mine.
I feel like the barrier of entry for those kinds of things, like it would have to be good enough for it to be all of our favorite game where we're jumping in and playing several sessions per week.
Yeah.
And then we have to start chasing and finding our own routes, like to the point where I like this game so much that like TJ's got a new time and yeah. I'm going after it and finding it and we all play it. It's just, it's a huge investment and I don't see
nobody has
our little community right now getting into that. You'd have to sort of embrace their online, like an installed community.
Yeah.
How's
hopefully
that
we all break into.
We're still good.
Into cool. Battlefield when that happens.
Yeah, I didn't play any games this week, unfortunately. I really wanted to. I downloaded Gone Home, and I knew like, okay, this is a short game. I can play it Friday night and have something to talk about. And I just couldn't bring myself to it. What I ended up doing was hooking up my N64 and playing some Mario, which was
nice,
which was pretty rewarding.
Yeah,
yeah. Max is playing a little bit, but like I'm fiending for those classic Nintendo experiences. I gotta have them back. Like I'm so amped and down to go back in, but I don't have the games right. Like
you have every opportunity to play Link Between Worlds, but it's going to TJ this week.
We talked about that. It's a sad story. Plus, I mean, I hope to see a ton of fucking Zelda. Like I'm ready for new Zelda. Show me all you got.
Is it Tuesday?
I think so.
Tuesday
at work.
Yep.
Take a little break.
Yeah, I didn't play anything this week. Nothing.
Are you going to play Gone Home?
I don't know.
Maybe?
It's tough to say.
Let's put it this way. How about Dan and I talk about it next week if you haven't played it? And if you play, do you join the conversation? And
yes.
Just save it. Let's save it.
If I play it, I'll join the conversation.
Cool.
Sweet.
All right, so we're going to jump into, I don't know, discussion. I don't know what it's called yet.
E3 Part 1. EA Conference.
I'll figure out a name, and we're going to jump right into it. Okay, well, obviously the biggest thing we can be talking about is E3. When we planned on doing the episode, it was last night. Nothing had happened yet. What I plan on doing was introducing this whole, like, our E3 memories. Remember how I was saying, like, we got, like, 4 years left of E3? You guys are giving me shit for that?
Yeah.
It's going to happen, my friends.
Yep.
We're on the last 3 or 4 years of E3. So I thought it would be interesting to just reminisce a bit about E3 and sort of pay homage to the to what something that is on its way out. Yeah, something that's dying.
Here's what's really gonna happen. Year over year, you're gonna say that, and with more nervousness in your voice every year.
No,
continues to grow
because this didn't count. Technically, this isn't even E3 yet.
Yeah, but E3 is happening this year. Period. So it's there.
Yeah, but no one's there.
Only Nintendo.
So in your mind,
only Nintendo's there.
If E3 is put on, but no one shows, you win.
I'm saying it's no longer going to be an E3 branding thing.
Okay, so the E3 brand has to go away. I bet you $1 it doesn't.
The brand will still be there.
Speaking of side bets.
The brand will still be there.
Yeah.
Well,
but
one...
everybody's going to have their own press conference and stuff outside of E3, right?
Mm-hmm. I guess we can forget about the whole memories thing because now the bulk of what we want to talk about is what we saw today. One memory I do want to share is E3. I forget what year it was. I was working at EB Games, and I got super geeked about Nintendo Wii, and they hadn't showed anything yet.
The revolution?
And and we had such high expectations, and they just dropped the shittiest box with a stupid motion controller, and I remember, did you honestly hate it
right from the get-go?
From the get-go, I remember thinking, like, this is not what I'm into.
Ugh. That sucks.
And I went to work, and what was his name? Steve was just like, you don't think it's going to be cool, man? Like, waving your hand around and stuff? I'm like, I don't think so. And I said it early, and I fucking have always hated it. And that's, yeah, like, I that's one memory that sticks in my brain. It's just like, I couldn't believe what I was seeing. E3.
Just fucking E3 letdowns are the biggest things.
There's so
everything's many. A letdown. Like, EA for the past 3 years now has been teasing more Mass Effect news coming out.
Yeah. I've seen...
They did it again.
I've seen stats. One team or whatever, like one broadcast I subscribed to on YouTube, they're called The Know, and they broke down... No, I think it was a different magazine, and they just reported on it, but they're breaking down, like, 37% of games that announced at the show came out that year. Like, less than half. Yeah. And, like, of the remainder, like, only 5% of those games are out yet. Like, out now. Wow. And
1 year later.
Yeah.
Wow.
Like, and it's just getting worse and worse every year. There's just nothing there.
They said 20... No, they didn't even give a fucking date for respawns.
There was
something they said 2018.
2018 was the Visceral one.
Oh, yeah. Visceral. Sorry.
What?
2018...
The first thing they said was a sequel to Battlefield, or no, or Battlefront, but it wasn't, though. It was just like DLC for Battlefront.
Being made by a different studio.
Motive. Who is... No one knows what they're doing. I thought they were a team building a GTA killer.
Motive?
Yeah.
That's the first I heard of them.
Hmm.
Was at the press conference.
But yeah, like, many more teams showing up on that list of development houses making Star Wars games.
They're trying to bring up the names, probably. Like, everyone knows that their main development studios. They're trying to build more and expand and put those names, like, out there, their brandings and stuff.
That's the same hand they played with Battlefront, though. Like, they showed a behind-the-scenes video of how much they cared about Star Wars.
Mm-hmm.
And Battlefront sucked.
There's a lot of people probably who like Battlefront.
Sure.
And it's good things for their studios.
No one's over the moon about it. No one's super happy about it. And
sure.
Did they show that fucking Old Republic trailer again? That twin trailer? They
showed the two kids right at the front.
They showed him again.
It did, but it was for like 2 seconds.
That game's not out yet?
No.
Or is it already out?
It came out like right away last year, I think, right?
Yeah, those fucking games.
In their defense, they did say, like, we'll give you just a look and, you know,
these
are by no means huge announcements. We're just giving you updates. Okay, fine.
The in-game engine shit they showed of Visceral's game looked pretty dope. Pretty nopes, though.
They showed an in-game?
Yeah, it said, like, early in-game footage.
And was it
just,
corridor?
Like, a guy walking through, like, a Tatooine fucking area.
That's, like, the debug build, so they can walk around in the Smash Brothers level that they built, you know?
It's the pitch trailer, yeah. Just super, super early. But, yeah, that sucks. The EA thing was a humongous letdown.
I'm going to agree with you.
The coolest fucking thing, like, Titanfall looked awesome.
Forced to make those announcements because of the date. And they probably realized, like, we didn't have anything and we fucking made a we threw a show together because it's E3. Fuck that. They won't be there next year.
They're on top of this thing, man. No, man, it's all marketing. Like, you know, you complain about them showing games too early, but then again, not enough Mass Effect, you know what I mean? Like, it's kind of, maybe that's what they're doing. They're trying not to do that so much because that's not what's immediate for them. What's immediate for them is Battlefield 1. And
Mass Effect comes out April 10th. They need to show gameplay.
Yeah, but everything else they showed comes out earlier, right?
January 26th.
This year.
April 10th. Do you think it's coming out in January?
Can't.
It's not even close.
I really like the fucking direction they're going with it, though.
Yeah.
I didn't think we were going to get any news, and then they were just like, they talked about the story. Millions of years to get out of the Milky Way galaxy.
I liked the idea
that wake up.
We're the aliens in this world. That's kind of cool.
Yeah.
So, like, there's no human installation to fall back on.
I can't wait to, like... Remember the beginning of Star Trek Into Darkness?
Yeah.
When you're on that weird planet and all the natives, like, they're watching them kind of...
Yeah.
Evolve and whatnot. You're going to see that shit.
It looked like fucking... Xenoblade or Xenosaga or whatever for Wii U. Those flying fucking beasts like in the background.
Those beasts were in...
The beasts are everywhere. They look like the Avengers beasts. Yeah.
That's what I saw.
Yeah.
Massive flying beast with the tail from Avengers. Stolen.
Can't wait to see it.
So, like, yeah, we're going to go there, and we're the intelligent race, you think?
I don't know about that.
There's going to be others, for sure.
There has to be.
Well, there's Asari. Unless the Asari is from...
Yeah.
Like, is one of the team members.
Probably, because they had a Krogan. There's a Krogan dude. There was Asari.
That's kind of lame, though. Like, I would want... I like getting into each little civilization, knowing, like, everything about them, and then they've got a representative on my crew, and I sort of see... I get to learn about what a Krogan is because Rex is on my ship.
Oh, you're going to have that.
So
you're going to have that
two with or three new mainstays species. And then and then you're bringing new creatures on?
Yeah.
How?
I would think so.
But they can't do Geth again. They can't do Asari again. Like, it's so... I'm so afraid of that. Hopefully, we'll see.
They don't have to do it again, though. Like, they're all brilliant fucking sci-fi artists and writers.
Hopefully. They still haven't, pushed combat and stuff, so like I like that it's more of an exploration type thing.
Yeah, I just wish I would have seen something.
Gameplay.
Yeah,
story trailer.
Even just like, this is how you go through the map. Like, holy fuck!
They did show a lot. I mean, there's gonna be a lot of really cool trailer breakdown videos of everything that we saw in that trailer.
That's true.
But yeah, I just want it to be closer. That's all.
How bad was the FIFA 25 minutes of that thing? Fuck, eh?
Yeah, that's like a time to take a pee break, man. All the sports things, I hate them.
Yeah, every year. I mean, they're huge for EA.
Yeah.
Like, absolutely, I have to talk about them, but...
You know what, like, I was...
You're in the game now, playing as Marcus Hunter or whatever.
Why don't the graphics look better? If they really cared about that shit and thought it was going to do well, like...
Why don't the graphics look better?
Yeah.
I still look shitty.
Like, just throw money at it. Pay someone. Power hire someone Frostbite. New. Yeah.
Frostbite's shit in the bed, man. I was unimpressed with that.
These things are just annual releases. Like, I don't think they're looking to...
Call of Duty are annual
up
releases.
Up the fucking bar.
Well, no, they are, though, with the whole story thing. Like, it wasn't anything about gameplay at all. It was just... Like, I feel like they're trying to draw people like us in that are interested in story. And it was just like, no. You make it look better then.
Is the story just going to change all the time? Like, you're fighting some, or you're playing some other team, and then you lose? And the guy's like, got to get better than that.
That's a good point. Like, they can't control whether you win or lose.
Yeah.
I think it's the same story.
Maybe you play the same game over and over again.
Maybe it's just a movie within the game that you watch.
It's really bad.
They could just be recap videos at the end of like,
nope.
Probably. There's two things.
They could just be recap videos at the end of like a season or a tournament, like just like showing your progress. And if you continue to win, then they'll show you the new video. If you lose again, you'll see the same fucking video that you saw last time you lost.
No, it's a story. It's an evolving story.
But they can't control whether you win or lose.
They have two things. They have a winning video. They have a losing video.
Yeah, and the same losing video every time. But if you win, it's like, no, get on the plane, brother. You got drafted.
First game has a win lose. Second game has a win lose. And like, you know what I mean? They all continue the story.
Every game.
Well, yeah, throughout the season, until you become like a pro or something.
I'll throw $4 down that it's not every game.
Or every couple of games.
Season.
We're never going to find out because
same,
no one's playing it.
It's not the same video. What's that?
So we're never going to find out because nobody's playing
it. No, we're not going to find out.
Never.
All right, let's talk about things that are actually cool.
Yeah.
I want to talk more about Titanfall.
Yeah, Titanfall was amazing.
I thought it delivered big time. Yeah. I was really excited. Hoped they had something, and they have like, I think 9 Titans now.
Well, it looks like a finished game.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that's always a bonus.
You know what I mean? Like, hey, it actually exists.
The campaign idea is really cool too. I'm into that.
Yeah,
campaign trailer did not deliver, in my opinion.
And it fucking,
I guess I had low expectations for it. So
I was more interested in the multiplayer than that stale single player mess they threw at us.
It wasn't a mess. It wasn't that bad.
Oh, it was terrible. It was so bad.
It seemed like a Halo thing.
Are you ready, Titan? Titan is prepared. Why did it have a weird human voice?
That's the... Well, no. Your Titan is ready is like the person on the comm telling you your Titan's ready. That's like a thing.
That was the Titan talking.
I think the Titan...
The Titan did talk. He definitely
Titan
talked.
Titan has a...
Yeah, so that's what I'm talking about.
Okay, well, the soundbite you said sounded like it was the chick on the comm or whatever.
It seems pretty crazy this game's already ready. Already.
It's a launch game for Xbox 360.
No, it came out like six
came
months
out, came out in March, same time as Second Son.
But it was a 360.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah, they made it for Xbox 360.
Launch. Yeah. It looks cool.
It did look cool. Problem is, it launches a week after Battlefield. Am I going to get a new? Am I going to want to invest in a new fucking multiplayer game?
No, not a chance.
I will, but
unless Battlefield's shit,
it's already bought. $50
Amazon. Which it won't be.
Actually, I have to do that.
$50 It's cheap.
I'll do it today.
I get it cheap on Amazon.
Yeah, you get $50
Even though that we'll get into the Battlefield 1 experience.
Woo!
We're going to close the episode with our Battlefield 1 thoughts.
We got anything else to talk about?
I could go on more about Mass Effect for 10 minutes.
There was Fee
looks like shit.
That was bad.
What else was it? Yeah, it was just no Star Wars. Well, fine. I mean, that's okay. Take your time.
Nothing to get excited about.
There's not even going to be a console for these things to launch on soon enough. Fucking hell. PS5 Neo.
I'm actually pretty excited for Microsoft's conference tomorrow.
Yeah.
Very excited. Sony's going to shit the bed and do fucking VR. And this time next year, we're all going to have Xbox One.
Sweet.
No way.
$10
No, no. I might bet on that. I'm not buying an Xbox One ever in my whole life.
Why the next?
Come on,
Xbox, I can't do that.
When it's $120.
I never had a PS3. It's just, that's it. That's it.
I'm ready to
you're
jump ship
nuts
on
your PlayStation. I don't trust my future self. I would never make a bet like that.
By the time I am like feeling remorse, there'll be another PlayStation and another Microsoft box for me to buy off of them. A brand new one. I can give another 5 years confidently to PS4.
You got at least 5 years coming.
Well, that's it. We'll talk in 5 years, I guess.
And on the fifth year, he bought Xbox.
No. NX. It's all NX, boys. All
right, we'll see.
NX.
Yeah, we will see. What else is at the show? So we had nothing, right?
Started with fucking Madden.
Madden showed up. I guess let's just go into Battlefield. Obviously, there's obviously nothing...
Jumping out
at us. And I wouldn't mind looking forward a couple hours into the future and making some Bethesda predictions, even though we did that last week. Did we do it only last week?
Well, something's like pretty much confirmed with Skyrim
2
remastered coming out.
Yeah.
With new Chivos.
I haven't looked at a lot of the news, but I did hear that.
Yeah. I don't know if I'm ready. I don't know if I want to play that.
No.
No. I downloaded it for PC and it looked great.
I remember it fondly. Yeah. And that's the way I'd like it to stay.
Yeah.
Just wait for the next game.
I mean, if it's fucking beautiful, like if they took all the mods and shit from PC and like
that's exactly what it is.
The game that way, that's cool. But if it's just like maxed out PC version, it still looks bad.
I'll pay $29.99 for that game.
$19.
What?
$19.
I don't know, man.
That'll be $49.
I almost bought Resident Evil 6.
Too much time, yeah.
Resident Evil 6 is $20 right now.
What? And
no, it was $20 the day
it's
after.
$20 on PS.
I've never seen a game drop when so fast in price. And just like my investment of $60 a day came out, and fucking. I think I have it. You can borrow it.
For which system?
What did it come out for?
No, they just launched the old ones. On PS4.
Back in the day?
It's on PS4 today for $20.
Oh, is it like a HD or whatever remaster?
I have no idea. Probably not.
Okay, complete edition.
I have 360 version then.
Was it shit?
I kind of liked it, but everybody hated it.
I like Resident Evil games.
Me too.
But 5 wasn't as good as 4, and they say it's another step down.
Yeah, it probably is. Mm. Again, I still liked it. So
I watched the trailer and said, no.
5 was still pretty good.
I loved 5. I think it was awesome. I 100%ed it. Mm. I'll say it every time you bring the game up.
Yeah, that was hundreds of hours.
Okay, so Battlefield 1.
Yeah. Yep. Let's start with the good.
Go ahead.
The trailer that they showed. Yeah. Like, there's no
Absolutely
way.
Nuts.
The game looks fake. Like, there's no way that
it looked
game
nothing
could be
like
working.
The live play. Or the Let's Play or whatever.
The stream on the trailer was much better than when they actually went to...
Yeah. Like, it's got to be way more difficult. Like, 64 players all trying to play the game, stream it. Like, they're going into everybody's different stream.
I got something to say. 64 players, too many.
On that map, fucking right.
Too many.
Yeah.
Oh, just because the map was tiny.
Honestly, 24. Wait a minute, does that divide by 2? Yeah, 12 32. Each.
On Dragon Valley, the 64 player is great. Like, on a big
Three
map.
Four-man squads.
Sorry, I keep
What's the difference between, like, okay, you get a 24-player map, and it's 2 units big, right? You go to 64, what was that? It's not 3 times as big. But like, if it's proportional, it's the same thing. right? The only difference is you have a potential for higher concentration.
The problem is that 12 players will end up going, like, getting into a skirmish with another 12, and it'll be fun. And then you've got 32 other players just killing you because they can see you with their, in their fucking
scope. I don't
know,
man. There's six bases, and, like, there's little skirmishes at the base.
How often do you get killed, and it's, like, shows who killed you, and they're way the fuck out, like, gone. Not even part of my game.
It definitely happens.
See, that's where the problem is for me. That guy's not playing my game.
All right. He's that's the rare game.
You can play the snipe game, too.
I guess.
But, yeah.
To be honest, my most fondest memories of Battlefield 4 is Domination, right in the beginning.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. I'm not really disagreeing with you. I'm just playing the devil's advocate. I like both. I like both. So, you know.
Like, Golmud is a huge map.
Yep.
And that can support 64 players.
That's what I think of.
No problem.
You know?
Is that the one that we play?
Yeah. With the train in the middle.
Yeah.
And the houses, like, up top. It's, like, elevation.
Like, there's a sniper spot up in the north. There's, like, little...
The hills and whatnot.
Yeah, there's some of the points are, like, one's right in the middle, and there's a lot of chaos there. You get killed a lot from the outside.
Yeah.
Then there's ones on the outside of the map that's kind of like what you're
talking
about.
Correct me if I'm wrong, all the flags are on the outside of the map, and then there's the train in the middle.
Pretty much. No,
basically,
all...
yeah. But then there's also a base
there's
in the middle.
There's, like, fucking Hyrule Field, like, in the middle, and it's like, are we going to A? It's like, you got to walk through this. No, you get on the, you get on the jeeps, which is amazing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Hopefully that, I don't know. The gameplay looked like...
The motorcycle with the guy on the side looked awesome.
I didn't see that.
It was in the game. It was in the trailer, not the gameplay.
Okay. The graphics look fucking nuts in that trailer.
What was it like watching fucking Snoop Dogg and Wiz Khalifa playing fucking Battlefield 1?
I mean,
awful.
That shit happens all the time.
The worst
time.
Part was the intro.
Awful.
Like,
yeah.
They focus on the good players for the most part, and then they just show their faces playing the game. You don't actually see them. You know what I mean?
Hey, look, there's Jamie Foxx.
It was just a waste of time. It was just stupid filler.
It's dumb.
How much did he get paid to get fucking go there?
I don't even want to think about it.
It's so stupid.
He was making a joke of it.
Yeah.
Like, he was funny when he was on stage there. When he was coming on Coffin, but like, it's like, oh, you get excited? He's like, yeah, I'm totally excited. And like, it was clear he was
Zac
just like,
Efron.
Yeah, for $1 million, I'm pretty excited. That's what they're paying me here.
You know
what
I mean? It was terrible.
Yeah.
It was absolutely terrible.
And EA's going to donate $1 million. Fucking, that's like 2 pennies for them.
Yeah.
But
yeah, how much did they pay each of those fucking rappers to show up and play
combined,
Battlefield?
Combined, way more than $1 million, I feel like.
Oh, yeah.
Stupid. Diversity, eh? Like, all black. Except for what's his name? That guy
Zed?
I didn't recognize. Zed.
Zac Efron. Zed.
Oh, Zac Efron also, not black.
Yeah.
Well,
he was just hanging out.
I wonder how bad Terry Crews was.
Keyboard and mouse. He probably doesn't... His hands probably can't even hold a fucking PS4 controller. Asshole.
Yeah, the stream, I'm sure the game's amazing. I just wish they didn't show it the way they did.
No. Just and you're right, I don't want...
Let's go over here, and they're just like flipping through, like, I want to watch that guy for a couple minutes. Like, show Jack Frags for 5 minutes or something.
I want to see Jack Frags' video.
Yeah.
Just him.
I wonder if that exists, right?
In squad.
Individually?
It will eventually.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, like, I've had a good time watching Battlefield plays, like Let's Plays. It's not that experience.
That was terrible.
It was awful.
If anything...
made the game look bad.
You know they talked about it's going to be fast, and it's going to still be high-paced and everything?
Yeah.
We can see that it is, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I feel like that's one good thing.
It wasn't slow.
I kind of believe them when they said that, but, like, it does feel like Battlefield, even though you couldn't...
Yeah, you're right. You know? Did they announce dynamic, or is that already known? Dynamic weather.
I think that was new, right?
Yeah, first I knew about it.
That's pretty cool.
That is really cool.
I love it. I wonder how many maps are going to come with the game. It's weird. EA's kind of known for, and now you can jump in right now or some shit. And, like, the beta is up, or the alpha.
Right.
And everybody can jump in and play the game, which would be amazing.
Yeah.
But no.
Didn't happen.
No, they didn't do anything.
Nope.
They have huge multiplayer games coming out. They're just, I don't know, maybe they're super early still. The game did, like, when they were zooming in on the map, like, slowly, like, the spectator mode, shit was just popping in. Like,
yeah.
Pop.
But it always super does, early. Right?
But it's still really early, right? Like,
no, but I mean, when a tank spawns, it just pops in, right?
No, it was, like, textures.
Oh.
Like the houses were, like, as you were, like, zooming in closer to the ground.
How awesome is the voiceover? in the game that the woman unit lost. Like that, yeah, that perfect cool. fucking British female voice, like.
Yeah.
We've lost four comms. Because there's
it's going to be good.
There's no communication technology, right? World War One, there's no way. No soldier to soldier communication.
Yeah, so that's going to be different. I mean, they had the radio packs, and that was in World War II. Fuck's sake.
Yeah, like, how did they call in...
Yeah, but you're going to have that through PlayStation.
Did you notice any flags tagged or anything like that? Yeah,
we'll be able to talk, but like...
Or even in-game.
Like, yeah. In the game, like in Battlefield 4, you have the comms, like... We all got it coming through.
Yeah, like, go to B or whatever. Like, yeah. That, like, and then it tags B. Like, is that... Are they playing the fact that the tagging technology doesn't work and... They've just got like a...
I think it has to. But remember, they said something weird about marking guys. There's no way to like mark somebody.
Yeah, they said there's a sniper guy who can mark for snipers. I was just thinking that.
Yeah.
So like, you're right. They're abandoning that from the franchise. Just like they may abandon microphone callouts just because it doesn't fit.
Yeah, they're right. going to. If it didn't exist in right. World War
like,
One, it's
not going to be callouts or like marking is just a game thing. So it should be in the game. Right.
I mean, it's definitely not a real technology where you put someone on someone's
exactly. GPS, like it doesn't exist now. Like,
but yeah. I don't think they have it because you're marking for snipers. Yeah. That's the point.
So it should be obvious, but cool. that technology does not exist.
Yes.
You cannot mark like with the screen, like beep beep beep.
Yes.
Tags them.
Yeah. And follows them.
I don't know.
Just going. He's there.
Not from. I don't know. Not from soldier to soldier.
So that's just in the game?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, someone could scan from the skies, maybe, and I don't
Chad, know. You picked up on the cool little legend for when you're inside the tank, you can see where everyone's shooting.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it's going to be a lot of cool little things, like details like that, I feel.
Yeah.
That are going to really make the game good.
I'm into it. I'm going to buy it.
I'll buy it.
Yeah, it's an easy one.
Titanfall, I might even buy.
I would love for you to buy it. It looks Dan fun. Should buy it, and then
that single player looks fucking sweet. And I'm glad it's not a Xbox One exclusive.
Forget single player. I just want to. It's not going to be Battlefield by any means. Like, but enjoy it for what it is. You know, I would love for you to invest a little bit and for us all to play.
It looks so much fun.
Yeah. Like, imagine again, we're just a decent squad, like to be reckoned with. We go in, we got our like loadout, like so many different Titans to choose from, and we're each kind of got our own skills, and we complement each other and just wreck people.
I'd love to do that. That sounds like a lot of fun.
I hope the maps are bigger, too.
The guys run at the end, like how they ended the trailer.
Yeah.
Just jumping over everything.
Someone flies through a window.
Yeah. It was slide like, kick. It was like probably, what, 25 seconds of just...
It was probably less than that, but it was very long. That, yeah, even in number one, you can do that, right?
Yeah.
The guy said, like, in the fluid gameplay we've been known for or whatever.
You guys want to see the Xbox Slim? It was leaked.
No fucking way!
Right there.
What?
Is it a PlayStation?
Basically.
It looks like an Xbox One, but pretty tiny. That's cool.
Look at how small it is compared to
the
controller.
What's the size of the controller? I have a controller.
It's right over there. Well, that's
a 360 controller.
Here, hold this real quick. I think I got one in here.
I was trying to look up the next...
You know what?
Fucking...
It's not that slim.
Yeah, it's all fat piece of shit.
That black bar on the bottom in the top picture...
Wait a minute.
It's just deceiving.
It's pretty big.
Ouch. Give him his mic back.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, do the scale. It's probably like 3 inches off the ground.
So it's three controllers high.
No.
That way, yeah. Three controllers high, and I'd say...
Wait, that's tiny.
Two width. So it's two wide, three high. Little box. It's about the size of a math textbook.
I'd buy it.
Bigger. Bigger college size math.
I'll probably buy that. Sweet. Fucking leaks. I love the leaks.
Yeah. I was just looking like the other companies that are fucking like we got Bethesda, Microsoft, Sony.
Nintendo.
That's it.
Nintendo isn't doing anything, right? They're doing just a day long Zelda playthrough or something.
Oh, it's just Zelda, I swear.
They said Zelda and Pokemon.
Pokemon Go?
No. I mentioned it earlier on this episode because last night, but this episode that like they've recently just pushed back their manufacturing date.
Yeah,
like there's nothing to show for this fucking box.
No ways to play. Maybe those leaks of the controller were real.
No way.
And they seen the fucking backlash. Were like, no,
there's no
delay. They leaked them themselves.
Yeah,
you can have that theory about any leak ever.
Sure.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, they did that on purpose.
They did that for sure. Oh, no, look at how some guy made it.
They're not smart enough.
No. No, they don't give a shit.
They just think, yeah, they know what's up.
And we know what everybody likes.
Yeah, that's why we're so successful. And have millions of dollars. Billions of dollars.
I can't even think of a single thing that I'm anticipating or looking forward to or know that's coming out. I don't even know what I'm going to see the rest of this.
Everything's week. A surprise at this point. EA, I thought was going to have some really cool shit, but that was a huge letdown. And honestly, I don't even think I want to watch the other conferences. I just kind of want to go through and check the news feeds.
Mm. I'll be watching only because I need something to watch while Game of Thrones is downloading. And
I was looking forward to Horizon, but we got the gameplay trailer.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, they're going to talk about... Well, we'll probably get that Spider-Man game. From Naughty Face or whatever.
You mentioned this before.
From Sony?
Yeah.
Oh, you're talking about the Sucker Punch. Guys, yeah. Naughty that's face. Right, that's right. Naughty that would be really cool, actually. That could be something to get excited for, yeah.
Which Spider-Man... Like, you think it'll be their own Spider-Man, or you think it'll be the Tom Holland Marvel Spider-Man?
Ooh. Probably their own.
I could go for a nice MCU-accurate licensed Marvel game.
Why? How does that make it better?
Because I love it. I love being... I love knowing that it's Marvel's... Like,
I love it in the movies. I don't know about the video game. Like, animated Robert Downey Jr. showing up. I don't know. No thanks.
That's true, If it was MCU, they'd shoehorn in other characters.
Yep.
Maybe keep it separate. It worked for Batman.
Give him freedom. Yeah.
I don't know. I don't want to see... I'd rather somebody else, like, think of a story, though. Like, I don't want Sucker Punch thinking of the story.
I mean, the same person can... I guess not.
There should be more arcade games. More games like fucking Doom. You know, like... it's Spider-Man. Here, you're already Spider-Man. You've already got the powers. Go, and we've got levels set up for you and, like, cool shit. Like, take the... anything pulling back the gameplay, get it out. That's my stance on games today.
Today. We'll see you tomorrow.
Let's fucking tighten it up.
No gimmicky bullshit. We want to play games.
Titanfall looked cool.
Yeah, could be one of those games.
All right.
I'm ready to cap her off.
Yep.
Well, cool. Thanks for listening. We don't have an official cap off, eh?
Episode 139?
Yeah.
We'll listen, I don't know. We're probably not going to get together tomorrow and talk about games.
Oh, no. See, that's why I brought up the other companies, because we're not going to get a chance to talk about anything or make predictions or anything until E3's over.
Yes.
By next week.
Yeah. Slim's pretty nice.
And we'll do another episode next week talking about it. We'll just be a bit late, is all.
That's fine.
Yep.
Cool.
As long as it's fine with everybody on the other side of this microphone.
Yep.
But it's been swell. Thanks for listening. Again, my name's Joe.
Chad.
And I'm TJ.
Orange one out.
Oh.